traveling in a rainstorm, sitting in the long grass in summer, keeping warm on memory. Every restless night, we were so young then, we thought that everything we could possibly do was right, and we moved. And tell me, when did the light die? You will arise, you'll return, let me, the phoenix from the flame. You will learn, you'll arise, you'll return. What you are, there's no other trouble for you to burn out. And I never meant to hurt you, I swear I didn't mean those things I said. I never meant to do that to you. Next time I keep my hands to myself instead. Oh, I should love you. What do you want to do? Does she need you? She hold you like I do. Do you want me? Should I leave? Telling me that you love me, but just sometimes I wonder if I should believe. Oh, I love you. God, I love you. I'd kill a dragon for you. Turn.
excuse me, but can I be you for a while? My dog won't bite if you sit real still. I got the Antichrist in the kitchen yelling at me again. Yeah, I can hear, been saved again by the garbage truck. I got something to say, you know, but nothing comes. Yes, I know what you think of me, you never shut up. Yeah, I can hear that, but what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of his with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been he. What's so amazing about really deep thoughts? Boy, you best pray that I bleed real soon. How's that thought for you? My screen got lost in a paper cup. Think there's a heaven where some screams have gone. I got 25 bucks and a cracker. Do you think it's enough to get us there? Cause what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of his with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice and it's been he. Silent all these years go by, will I still be waiting for somebody else to understand? Years go by if I'm stripped of my beauty and the orange clouds raining in my head. Years go by, will I choke on my tears till finally there is nothing left? One more casualty, you know we're too easy, easy, easy. I love the way we communicate. Your eyes focus on my funny lip shape. Let's hear what you think of me now, but baby, don't look up. The sky is falling. Your mother shows up in a nasty dress, and it's your turn now to stand where I stand. Everybody looking at you. You take hold of my hand. Yeah, I can hear them, but what if I'm a mermaid in these jeans of yours with her name still on it? Hey, but I don't care, cause sometimes I said sometimes I hear my voice, I hear my voice, I hear my voice, and it's been he.
Remembering the trailblazing, groundbreaking spirit and career of Sinead O'Connor, in addition to the women who have owed their careers to Sinead O'Connor, one of which is Tori Amos. When Tori Amos was approaching writing her 1992 debut album, A Little Earthquake, she easily turned to the first two albums of Sinead O'Connor to see what fearless honesty looks like in songwriting. A torch that Tori Amos carries in her own music. We heard Silent All These Years from Tori Amos, of course, going back to her 1992 album, Little Earthquakes. Before that, another standout debut album. It is the album that launched a career for Sinead O'Connor. Going back to her album, The Lion and the Cobra, we heard the song Troy, a song that always has made me just fall in love with Sinead every time I hear it. It is pure artistry. I always felt in many ways that that song was so prophetic for the career to come for Sinead O'Connor. The line that just takes on such extra meaning now is that line when she says, "I'll die, but I will rise, and I will return the phoenix from the flame." With this hour of Girly So Groovy, I really wanted to hand select songs of Sinead's that were just resilience in songwriting, resilience in the career that she had, resilience as the woman that she is. And Troy, I feel like, is one such song. Another song that I think really speaks to the self-respect, power, and resilience of Sinead O'Connor is a song that Sinead O'Connor sings, "I will live by my own policies. I will sleep with a clear conscience. I will sleep in peace," from her breakout sophomore album, "I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got." Here is Sinead O'Connor right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Sunday. night. I couldn't help but notice a light that was long gone, still burning strong. You were sitting, your fingers like fuses, your eyes were cinnamon. You said you stand for every long abuse that was ever threatened to anyone but you. And why should I know better by now when I'm old enough not to? Stand for every known abuse to hand and all the things that they could never see. You said you stood for every known abuse that was ever promised to anyone like you. Don't you wish you knew better by now when you're old enough not to?
This is Girly So Groovy, and on this week's episode, we are honoring the trailblazing spirit that is Sinead O'Connor, while also highlighting musicians who have cited Sinead as an inspiration and influence on their careers. UK singer-songwriter Beth Orton, definitely one of those musicians who looks at Sinead as a guiding light. Beth Orton, very vocal on social media after the tragic passing of Sinead. We heard the song Stolen Car. That's the opening track from Beth Orton's sophomore album, Central Reservation. And then, of course, Sinead O'Connor starting that set off. Going back to her breakout sophomore album, I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got, we heard Sinead O'Connor doing The Emperor's New Clothes. Again, with this episode of Sinead O'Connor, I am trying to hand select songs that I felt really spoke to the resilience and self-respect that Sinead O'Connor had and how she worked that into her music. The Emperor's New Clothes, I think, is a great track. And again, very prophetic, the idea that I will sleep with a clear conscience. I will sleep in peace, regardless of what I have said. And that has been a trailblazing guiding light of Sinead's work. Her fearless honesty, speaking up when others were too afraid. Case in point, the biggest detonation in her entire career, of course, the moment on Saturday Night Live when she tore up the picture of the Pope. At the time, it was seen as something very shocking. Looking back on it now, she was absolutely right, trying to put light on the sex abuse that was happening within the Catholic Church. But I think in the fact that she is a fearless artist speaks to yet another way that she is a groundbreaking artist. Sinead O'Connor is the embodiment of the idea of something known as a feminist killjoy. And what I mean by that is that women are often labeled as the problem when they bring up the problem, whether that problem happens to be sexism, homophobia, racism, or climate change, while male counterparts to Sinead O'Connor, Bono, an Irish singer who would speak out, he can be self-serious and self-righteous activist with few exceptions, and he is generally rewarded for it. Women like Sinead O'Connor or even the Chicks have been told to shut up and sing. They have been canceled or marginalized when they elect to be politically outspoken. And it's this embodiment of what it means to be a feminist killjoy when truthfully all along they were right. So we're going to continue with more music that speaks to the honesty and the resilience and power of Sinead O'Connor. Coming up, I've got a song from Sinead O'Connor's album, Universal Mother. This is the album released 2 years after the Saturday Night Live incident, after being in a self-isolation, retreating from the media and trying to get a career back on track. Sinead O'Connor comes back in 1994 with the album Universal Mother. On that album is a song, Red Football, and to me, it is just pure resilience in lyric form. That's up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm not no red football to be kicked around the garden, no, no. I'm a red Christmas tree ball, and I'm fragile. I'm not no animal, though I am to you. I'm not no crocodile like the one in Dublin Zoo, who lived in a cage the length and breadth of his body, with a window which people would look through and throw coins on his back to taunt him though he couldn't move, even if he wanted to. I'm not no animal in the zoo. I'm not no whipping boy for you. You may not treat me like you do. I'm not no animal in the zoo. My skin is not a football for you. My head is not a football for you. My body's not a football for you. My womb
football for you. My heart is not a football for you. I'm not no animal in the zoo. This animal will jump up and eat you. I'm not no animal in the zoo. And I've every intention up and getting you. La 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 la.